with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. In the UK, Suella Braverman has been dismissed as Home Secretary after she defied Prime Minister Rishi Sunak over an article accusing the Metropolitan Police of bias in the policing of protests.
Suella Braverman wrote an incendiary article in The Times, effectively accusing the police of going soft on the pro-Palestinian protests. The thing I think that really did for her was that it turned out she hadn't cleared that article with Downing Street. They asked her to amend it in various ways, and she didn't. So that's really about Rishi Sunak's authority. And I think if he'd left her in place, it would have made him look extremely weak. And also, he and his supporters would have worried that it would have licensed other cabinet ministers to push it, to do things like that.
BBC correspondent Harry Zeffman reporting. Former Prime Minister David Cameron has been appointed to take her place. Commuters in Southern California will have to look at other ways of getting around after a fire beneath a bridge holding up Interstate 10 in Los Angeles damaged the structure. California Governor Gavin Newsom tells ABC 7 Los Angeles the fire that broke out Saturday damaged close to 100 support columns and 400 feet of roadway on that busy section of I-10.
300 plus thousand vehicles go through this corridor every single day. It's of significant consequence to the economy, to the health and safety of Angelenos.
Extra buses and trains will be added to help commuters navigate the roadblock. The new Supreme Court code of conduct agreed to by all nine justices does not appear to impose any significant new requirements on them. The code leaves compliance to the justices themselves and does not create any other means of enforcement. The Supreme Court disclosed the code on Monday. This is SRN News. The red kettles are coming.
The Salvation Army's National Christmas Campaign officially kicks off on Thanksgiving Day, but a lot of regional offices of the Giant Christian Ministry will be getting started a little early in hopes of keeping pace with expenses. Salvation Army officials say more Americans are in need than ever before, and they count on the red kettles for a big percentage of their annual budget. Bell ringers may begin appearing in your neighborhood any day now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A religious freedom case involving the Mormon Church is working its way through the Arizona court system. A Superior Court judge has dismissed a high-profile child sexual abuse lawsuit against the church, ruling that Mormon officials who knew about the abuse had no duty to report it to police. The judge made his decision because the information was received during a spiritual confession. At issue is whether Arizona's clergy penitent privilege exempts pastors from the state's child sex abuse reporting law. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed close to open a week that could bring more action to financial markets. Several high-profile reports are coming this week that could shed more light on Wall Street's central questions, including what the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates and how solid the economy can remain. On Tuesday will come the latest update on inflation, and earnings reports from the nation's biggest retailers will follow. Treasury yields were mixed. The Dow up 54 points to close at 34,337. The NASDAQ lost 30 to 13,767. The S&P 500 dropped 3 points to 4,411. New York oil rose $1.09 to $78.26 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.